Rain fell on Annie's head, and on Teddy's head, and on the koala's head. Annie opened her mouth and drank the rainwater. Jack did the same. The water tasted better than any water he'd ever drunk. When Jack looked back at the woods, misty steam was rising from the charred ground and burning bushes. The heavy rain was putting out the wildfire.
"You'll be safe now," Annie said to the koala. "I'll put you back in a nice gum tree. Then you can finish your nap."
"I see a tree that's not burned," said Jack.
They walked over to the unburned gum tree. Annie placed the koala in the fork of two branches.
"Go back to sleep now," she said softly. "Pretend the fire was all a dream."
"Good night," said Jack.
The koala seemed to smile at them. Then he closed his eyes and went to sleep as if he'd never been disturbed at all. Jack sighed and looked around.
"Man," he said, "we were lucky that a storm came."
Annie smiled.
"It wasn't just luck," she said. "It was magic."
"Magic?" said Jack.
"Yeah, the glowing hands and the snake," said Annie. "Somehow they brought the storm."
"That doesn't make sense," said Jack.
Joey stirred in his pack. Suddenly Jack remembered something.
"Hey, we have to get Joey back to the place where his mom left him," he said, "or she won't be able to find him."
"Where was that place?" said Annie.
"I don't know," said Jack.
He looked around at the rainy gray forest. Everything looked the same.
"Teddy can find the spot," said Annie.
Without even a bark, the little dog took off across the wet, muddy ground. Once again, Jack and Annie followed him. Jack's back was beginning to hurt from carrying Joey.
"Arf, arf!"
Jack and Annie caught up with Teddy. He stood over the Australia book. It was wet but not burned.
"Hooray, we found it," said Annie.
"That's right," said Jack. "I left our book in the spot where we found Joey."
"Once again, Teddy helped us out," said Annie.
She patted the little dog's head.
"Thanks, Teddy," Jack said.
He picked up the Australia book. The cover was wet, but the pages looked okay. The little kangaroo peeked out of his pack as Jack tucked the book under his arm.
"Don't worry, Joey," Annie said. "We'll stay right here till your mom comes back for you."
"If she hasn't already come," Jack thought worriedly.
Jack and Annie stood in the rain with Teddy and Joey and waited. They waited and waited. The rain turned to a drizzle, then the drizzle turned to a light sprinkle. Still they waited. Jack grew sadder and sadder. Maybe the mother kangaroo had come and left. Or maybe she'd been caught by the dingoes. Or maybe she had been killed by the wildfire. Jack was afraid to look at Annie, afraid to say anything.
"I know what you're thinking," she said finally.
Jack patted Joey's head and sighed. "Let's wait a little longer," he said. "If she doesn't come back soon, we'll take him home with—"
"Arf!"
Teddy barked softly.
"Listen,"
said Annie. Jack listened. The sound was very faint at first, but then it grew louder. It was a squishy sound. It was a squashy sound. It was the sound of big feet slapping through mud. Chapter 8. The Rainbow Serpent. The mother kangaroo bounded out of the trees. She landed 10 feet away from Jack, Annie, Teddy, and Joey. They all were still for a moment, as if they all were holding their breath. Then Joey tried to jump out of Jack's backpack.
"Hold on," said Jack.
He put his pack on the ground. The little kangaroo leaped out. He leaped again, then again, and dived headfirst into his mother's pouch. Joey turned himself over inside the pouch, then he peeked out at Jack and Annie.
"Yay!"
said Jack and Annie together. They laughed and clapped with relief.
"He looks happy to be home," said Annie.
"His mother looks happy too," said Jack.
The mother kangaroo was gazing down at her Joey. She patted his head with her small paws. Then she looked at Jack and Annie with soft eyes.
"She's saying thank you to us," Annie said.
"You're welcome," Jack said.
"It was no problem," Annie told the kangaroo. "You have a great Joey."
The kangaroo gave a little nod. Then she bent over
and used a front paw to pick up a small piece of bark from the wet grass. The kangaroo held the piece of bark out to Jack and Annie. Jack took it from her.
"Oh, man," he whispered. "It's our gift from a kangaroo."
The kangaroo then sprang into the air. She bounded gracefully away through the charred forest.
"Thanks," called Jack.
"Bye," called Annie.
"Good luck."
"Arf, arf," Teddy barked.
The rain stopped as Jack studied the piece of bark. There was a tiny painting on it. It was just like the snake painting in the cave.
"I wonder what the snake means," said Jack.
Jack opened the wet cover of the Australia book. He carefully turned the damp pages. He found a picture of the snake painting.
"Listen," said Jack.
He read, "The first people of Australia are called Aborigines. They have lived there for 40,000 years. Their myths take place in a time they call dream time. In dream time, there is a rainbow serpent who sends life-giving rain. Aborigine artists paint the rainbow serpent on cave walls or on pieces of bark. In special ceremonies, they sometimes honor the rainbow serpent by painting their handprints on the magic snake."
"See," said Annie, "that explains everything."
"Explains what?" said Jack.
"We put our hands on the painting of the rainbow serpent," she said. "It was like a special ceremony, so the rainbow serpent sent the rain to put out the wildfire."
"Arf!" Teddy barked.
Jack frowned.
"But it's not a real creature," he said. "It's in dream time, not real time."
Annie smiled.
"Then how do you explain that?" she said.
She pointed at the sky. The rain clouds were gone. The sun had come back out. A rainbow curved across the blue Australian sky.
"Oh, man," whispered Jack.
Though the air was warm again, he shivered.
"Teddy led us to the painting," said Annie. "We should thank him."
"How did he know about the rainbow serpent in the cave?" Jack asked.
"I told you," said Annie. "He has a touch of magic."
They looked down at the little dog. Teddy tilted his head and seemed to smile.
"Hey, we have all four gifts now."